You are listening to Jaya Ashmore. You can find hundreds of meditations and talks on my websites, jayaashmore.org, jayaashmore.org, as well as opendharma.org, opendharma.org. All the recordings are offered in the tradition of generosity or dana, and your gifts are welcome. Thank you for listening. Being in the stillness and just feeling, how are you? What do you feel in your body? How does the ground feel? Do you feel the ground? Where is pressure? Where is hard? Empty, soft, streaming, fast. All of it, life moving around. Interplay of elements. Simply feeling in the moment that some parts cross the path of love and some parts don't. Some parts caught up, outside, fractured, etc. And some, okay, what else? Okayness, anyway, and even in that fractured sense, what else? Perhaps some deep stillness in the being that's not fixed, still, the quality of stillness, supple, lively. Hearing the sound already, even though I want to be closed off or away or somehow different, also. Some parts cross the path of love, some don't. Listening to, feeling, listened to in that. Really inner, innocent place. That's not jaded or weak. Maybe about 13 years old. And maybe feeling a willingness that's sort of deeper than the I, a wish to or a delight in supporting what is life supporting, of being in. That generosity. Mutually generative palace of the impossible. Garden of ripening into innocence. Rocking with the breath, just as it is, and maybe feeling the down deep desire for what's enlivening in this life, the deepest, most secret wish for this stream called you. The quality of that, the felt sense, the image, memory, word that helps unlock. The secret chamber, the seed. Sprout. With what's good, with what's life-giving. Allowed to wish, to feel, to receive. To let it in, to let it sprout. Home. Stillness. Ease. Clarity, awakening, joy, being yourself as it is. Trusting that. Listening in through all the interference to that secret life. As it is. And that deep goodness of sprouting that's sometimes painful, sometimes pleasant, sometimes takes so much patience, unending patience, stamina. Care, tenderness, leaping, free fall, what helps? Sprouting, ripening, that doesn't know what it's going to look like, but doesn't need to, just staying so tuned in to the quality of sprouting and ripening. It knows how to do itself. Staying true to the unfolding, what helps? So a little bit like just some few moments as if we are looking at the night sky. And we might see a meteor. We might see a falling star. But it's just anyway so good to be in that same sphere or be in touch with all that space sparkling and dark. To be in it. So being in the mind that way, open, with the wish to support what's life supporting and to be in that. What helps it unfold? Differently from what we would expect, so beautifully, so challenging. Humbling, emptying, filling. Letting the mind be like the night sky, and something might come, a falling star might be seen in response to the question, what helps you? To find ways, practice, lifestyle, connections, relationships, work, that you would love to be in continuously for a long time. Knowing you'll be transformed in it. Not safe, but trustworthy. What helps? It unfold beyond imagining. Beyond what it looks like. Really unfold, sprout, ripen. For you and your world, not two, not one.
our innermost responses to the question, what helps it unfold? What helps the emergent path? Responses may come in many ways, not always an idea. And including this week, different elements or moments that just organically may have happened, you may have stumbled upon, dandelion gazing or something that helps, dewy grass. Yoga before tea. It could be things that are not necessarily in the instructions or on the schedule, but that you found or that found you this week. Starting to feel what is at the center of your being that your life would and could and maybe already is constellating around. In a way that is non-duality, that is here and vast. Simple and the most challenging thing. And only sometimes so easy. Coming into the back of the body, coming into the bottom of the body may help in feeling what you somewhere already, something already knows, something's already in the knowing of what your cells honor, revere, love to serve, and be served by. What is your North Star, and what helps you feel its magnetic pull or field? To feel the pull of the magnetic field that you're already in amongst the thoughts and feelings of can't and won't and will and something else. Please. Something other than hope and fear. Off the grid. Let's come into sitting in a round, please.
Wants to sit here. Thank you.
So, first of all, don't panic. And it's not going to be that thing where we go around and you have to say something. Unless you want to. But we could leave some time now just open. And I'd like to start with a one-word game. Just feeling what is your North Star or what helps you to feel that. And you can say it out loud or say it in loud or in quiet. Your North Star and what helps you feel it? North Star. Yes. What's your beloved and what helps you inside the Dupatta? What helps your garden grow? And instead of the sense of breaking the silence now, there can be the feeling of feeling the cut, feeling the wholeness, open-ended wholeness, ground, belly, back, feet, breath, birds. Maybe two, for some people. There's a word they know they would like to say, but they really wouldn't like to say, and that heart attack. So it's more like the singing, that it's more important connection rather than what you might say. And in listening, it's similar. Listening to the wholeness among wholeness. And not only what the voice says, but the quality. And maybe knowing how lovely it is to hear someone else saying, my life is about this. Then maybe that gives an encouragement. That you might speak a word. So feel free. Could be anything at all, including anything from this week, a moment, a quality, word, technique, anything.
Gentleness. Thank you. Gardening. Belonging.
Nature.
Peace.
Horizon.
Together for me, it was the one thing. experience together. It was kind of like joyful and sadness, and somebody mentioned exquisite during the week, but it was like something exquisite at times. And it was lovely hearing joyful whoops from the men in the last chanting. I just thought that's absolutely great. I wish I could do that. I think I can do it inwardly, but I couldn't in such rhythm outwardly. But that's what I'm gonna say.
Thank you. Cool. So we could open it that it's still, if you just have one word that you would regret not saying and it could come out.
Yes.
And if you have more, feel free. Yes.
To be in a veil where I can hear my mother tongue language spoken. Yes. If you understand. Hmm.
Last week, I was at my mother's funeral. Because I felt so tired, I just wanted to lie down. And as the chanting started, it was like my I was not in control of what my body wanted to do. And I wept. In fact, I don't think I wept. My body. What? And at the time, I was felt so sensitive that it was like every word that everyone sang was vibrating through my body. And it was such a beautiful experience. And the singing was so beautiful. I felt so held and so supported in this release. As much as, you know, the mind starts feeling embarrassed and ashamed at sort of a public display. But I feel so grateful to have had this time with Tyre and Caroline and everyone here to really support part of my grieving process. And just wanted to say a really to feel free to express what I needed to at the time. Once I'd done all the weeping had happened, but I did actually think, oh, I'm glad I'm not singing this one, I don't like it.
I feel to just say a few words about place, this place, that in deciding whether a place, this place, is suitable for a gathering so profound as this, that as Jaya would say, you can only take a best guess, and that you never really know until you arrive. I suppose it's a little bit like that you buy a house, but you don't actually know until you live in that house what the sounds will be, whether it will be cool in the mornings, warm at night. What I am so sure of about this place, and right from the beginning, but that feeling just grew and grew and grew during the week, was that there's so much light here, that the sky is more immense than even the sky is described, and that the trees have so much room to grow, that over the years the trees have had so much room to grow taller and taller and taller and wider and wider and wider. So we know that they must be incredibly deeply rooted. And that on a morning of blue sky, that one can lie under a tree, the parts that need to be in the shade, my head in the shade, parts that would like sun in the sun, and watch white, transparent wings fluttering around, filling the sky, not really knowing exactly what they are. Some of them were clearly butterflies. Some of them maybe baby butterflies. The rest I don't know, but all white and transparent. And so like us and within us, some going straight to the ground, some going around a bit, and then the ground, and many of them still very, very busy up there. So thank you to this place, and that you came, and that we can all be here. Thank you.
About perhaps my word would be catching myself. by which I mean a kind of chintz or awareness. And so just fighting out and just sharing that I caught myself in incredible shame about having the big bed taking up all that room in the circle. And I know I don't need to feel that shame. I just wanted to share it. So innocent. I did catch myself feeling that. And then going, oh, that's what I'm feeling. I also shared something in a little note that I would like to share with you all, because it was a lovely catching of myself this morning. I shared with Stephen Lea when I came to the house last week. I had my room and had a lovely moment, this beautiful room. And then later on, I heard these noises. I think they were noises of the house, of the pump, the water or something. And so I had this thought, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have had a room with a tiny corridor, not so close to the north. I didn't do anything about that, of course. I just had that thought. But this morning, I woke up, spontaneously, I felt. So I heard the same noise, and I caught myself thinking, ah, that's the sleeping giant of the house waking up to give us a little hot water, maybe, I think. And it was a really lovely sound.
So I'd like to, first, if we remember yesterday, that feeling of, now, that magnet in the belly and with space, with. Maybe you said it before, but I only yesterday. Heard it. And so just feeling over the week the way it's like the loosening of the mind, opening up, and then what's possible. Letting everything come back. And then it makes sense. Then it lands, whatever it is that lands. And so not to feel that frustration about, oh, it's as if it's a personal failure. I don't feel that magnet in the belly and all that space thing. And trying to, get the juice out of the words or the memory. And in doing that, hurting yourself. And so just slowly acknowledging that what it takes is very little and very much. We could kind of say very much of very little. To let things kind of come back so that we can listen. So that what's sensible makes sense. We find the musician is in the heart already. And so, please navigate all the different tricky parts of finding what is your daily practice and noticing how much guilt comes and doesn't help. And that's mostly what I mean by navigate. So when we're right, I'm going to meditate 2 or 3 hours a day in 2018. In some lives, that's possible. And maybe in many more lives than we would like to believe. The Impossible Palace, where meeting the beloved or being in the garden is so much more juicy than so many other things. And so just this kind of very dry phrase, time management, can help find the impossible, or let it find you, or whatever. Usually we need more good conditions than we would like to think. We want to grow the garden, watering once a month, or we know we need to water and we know we don't have a watering point. And we keep kind of half thinking, worrying about, I've got to get that water hooked up. Why is my garden not growing? What's wrong with me? Or even that we start to think that the whole thing is an impossible dream, to actually have appropriate practice, the right amount, quality time that fits you, that's good food and good space, good ground, connection. So if we could grow that most important thing of confidence, that if it's needed, it must be possible. If life needs this in my life, it must be possible. What's in the way is something other than what's possible. It's possible. I can't see it. Things are not what they seem, and yet they're not. Different from what they seem, and yet not. The same situation is an entry point. So mostly we need more support. And finding out what that is a hard work, and a long work, and a loving work. Humble listening. Mostly we need each other more, and space, not much else. We seem to think that because it's simple, we should be getting our PhD in it, though we're in kindergarten. And that hubris is a waste of life. Humble listening. And so we can, in this threshold coming out of the silent retreat, really honoring the tenderness that you don't even realize how much you're in until you start to come out of retreat. So enjoy that it's available, and it helps to listen. It's a time where you can probably more easily freak out, but also more easily listen deeply. And so playing with this not on retreat, not quite off retreat, coming out of retreat, few days, weeks, you might, if it's your thing, to have a little bit of a piece of paper and pencil or something, crayon. Or record it. Practice listening together with someone, taking turns, just listening. So kind of like something like maybe rainy season. So it's a time that's a different kind of time from being on retreat or long after retreat. And so not just taking it as, oh, I'm so sensitive, I have to be so careful, leave me alone, and then talking nonstop for 2 hours, telling everyone the insights you had about them. When they didn't ask. And just the simple, especially towards the beginning, like invitation to go on a walk in silence with me. Or shall we have tea just sitting outside, under the tree, in the tree, like, some, these trees, I feel when I come, I need to ask, may I come in? They say yes. So far. So retreats from time to time can be reading, etc. There's so way too much now available. So.
Did you say reading or weeding?
Both. I said reading, but weeding can be better sometimes. Yes. And those people or that person, maybe dead or alive, past, present, or future, that you can tune into and it's good. As much as possible. Letting them be with you. Letting you be with them. As much as possible. And just when you get stuck, because you will, I'm not doing 2 hours a day, all is lost, I'll just wait till the next retreat or whatever. I'll listen to podcasts all the time to try to fill the gap. And then just feeling like, what is what you couldn't say no to? You don't have time for 2 hours, you think. Don't believe it, but it might be true. You're still growing your receptivity to the 2 hours that are already waiting for you, perhaps. But even, it's all like, all caught up and contracted in a big story and another story and another story all about it. And if you would meditate, it would just be to check it off your list. And then, okay, wait. I don't have time, but what about 3 minutes? Too much? All right, 2 minutes, no. Like, bargain a little bit. Mm-hmm. 10 seconds? What you couldn't say no to. And time is so much in the mind and so much more malleable than we have been educated to understand. 10 seconds can really hold eternity. So we said before, but Stu wasn't here. In the immense gratitude, beyond words and also in words. to the three of you for being that. Foundation on which we can meet and practice. And all the help that we needed from many of you, even in bringing your own stuff, since we don't have a center. Thank God. Or a bus. Thank God. So, and just for inviting me to come and welcoming me so immeasurably. Thank you so much. And thank you to my children for allowing me. And just for the ways that, if in any way we have caused any harm. That was not our intention. And we ask your forgiveness. So maybe just a few moments feeling just exactly those ways that being together, we bump into each other. And that's part of things not being ideal but real. And just feeling for allowing it to be mysteriously, ununderstandably so, that things happen. And also the strength of being together and acceptance, playfulness, strength, creativity, that those ways of influencing each other might be brought forth fruitfully anyway. From here and from the rest of our lives. Most especially with ourselves. Maybe that movement towards not sorry, but thank you. For letting it be messy, letting it compost, letting it grow. May all beings be in touch with what is deeply needed. With the flow that is fruitful. For many. Including ourselves. May we allow the flame to break out in the palace of space and connection. The palace of inseparability from life. May we feel the glow. May we stay. Stay Home by Wendell Berry. I will wait here in the fields to see how well the rain brings on the grass. In the labor of the fields, longer than a person's life, I am at home. Don't come with me. You stay home too. I will be standing in the woods where the old trees move only with the wind and then with gravity. In the stillness of the trees, I am at home. Don't come with me. You stay home too. Thank you so much for contributing your presence, your gifts, your pain, and your wholeness. May we receive every blessing in life.